Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the results of the most pro-life, pro-family, and pro-religious freedom session in Montana legislative history continue to reverberate across the state, we're seeing major reactions from two different camps. On the left, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the university system are filing lawsuit after lawsuit in an attempt to block the legislature's massive move to the right. Under the guise of judicial review, judges are being asked to act as super legislators to award by judicial decree that which is not achievable through political consensus. On the other hand, those on the right are celebrating the legislature's newfound backbone as they work hard to implement those newly minted policies across the state. And it's not just the people of Montana who are taking notice. Last Friday, the Family Policy Alliance named Montana the most pro-family state of the year for 2021. This award recognized the Montana Family Foundation for its work during the legislative session, which resulted in an unprecedented number of bills that protect life, religious freedom, campus free speech, and women's sports. While we appreciate the honor and recognition, we were quick to point out that we don't operate in a vacuum. It was a team effort. In fact, it was an all-hands-on-deck moment. Everyone from Governor Gianforte to legislative leadership and individual legislators to the Attorney General and even you, our listeners, deserve thanks and recognition. Montana is a better place because of your efforts. The challenge now is to keep those policies in place despite the best efforts of a liberal judiciary to overturn them. Someone asked recently if I had any evidence to back up my assertions that the judges in Montana lean left. I pointed to three indicators. The first is anecdotal. We've wondered for years why conservative laws and ballot initiatives are consistently overturned, even when voters approve them by huge majorities. To say it doesn't pass the smell test is an understatement. Obviously, we don't want to paint with too broad a brush. Many judges are truly neutral, as they should be. But why do so many decisions from the 1st Judicial District and the Montana Supreme Court raise eyebrows? That led to point two and our analysis of the political donations made by candidates for judgeships to other candidates in partisan races. We found that judicial candidates who donated to other candidates in partisan races gave their donations to liberal candidates 97% of the time. 97%. The last piece of evidence was discovered this year by the legislature when they subpoenaed over 2,000 emails from judges across the state. The emails revealed an astounding level of contempt for the other two branches of government and a large number of cases that were seemingly prejudged, adding credence to the appearance of judicial bias. All three taken in concert point to a number of judges across the state who are using their seats on the bench to push a political agenda, the very thing they claim never to do. As a result, the judicial branch finds itself under a huge spotlight. If, as Thomas Jefferson once said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, then it's up to us to be vigilant, not just for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren. While we're pleased to have been recognized for our legislative efforts, it will have been for naught if liberal judges are allowed to strike them down. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.